Hello, neighbor.
You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Winier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 64th week of our look at the book of Genesis.
We're in chapter number 47
as we continue our study through God's precious Word.
Here's Pastor Walt Winier taking the Bible as it is
to people as they are.
When God has his hand on somebody, other people know it too, talking about a true man of God. There's something about when Jacob walked into Pharaoh's presence, I promise you, Pharaoh knew there was something different about this guy. He obviously has raised a wonderful son, you know, up to 17 years of age, and Joseph and his commitment and his mind. And by the way, parents, a lot of times, and I know we have to be careful how I say this, the kids are a reflection on their parents. I know, and we have folk in here and other folk there, they raise their children the best they can and they leave the house and they sow the wind. We understand all of that. But listen, it's so important for us as parents to pour ourselves into the lives of our children, into the lives of our grandchildren. We had some of our grandchildren over this weekend, spent some time with them, and boy, had a great time with them, had prayer with them, and just spend time with them and try to impact their life. And when Jacob walks in, Pharaoh knew there was something different about this man. And so Pharaoh, he's the mighty king, allows this low life. Remember, they didn't like these shepherds. They were an abomination. We just read it. They were an abomination to the Egyptians, but he allowed Jacob to give him a blessing. That's powerful. That's powerful, man. Remember, Melchizedek blessed Abraham in Genesis 14:9, showing his superiority to Abraham. Abraham brought him tithes, and there's a story there about that blessing, how the greater blesses the less. And you have this picture, the king of Egypt, in other words, how Jacob comes in and he blesses Pharaoh. Interesting. Pharaoh acknowledged Jacob was a man of God by accepting his blessings. And what a meeting that must have been. The greatest king on earth at that time, the most powerful king, recognizing Jacob, sometimes he's called Israel, as a man of God. He knew there was something different about this man. And then we find in verse number 8, Pharaoh asked Jacob, how old are you? Now, there's so much here. I read a lot of commentaries. By the way, these Egyptians were amazed, and other people were amazed at these Canaanites who were living longer than other folk. And he was amazed. He said, how old are you? I just see him. How old are you? And Jacob said, well, I'm 130. And wow, you know, 130 years of age. But notice what he said. He said, the days of my pilgrimage are 130. You know what a pilgrimage is? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Pilgrims are journeying. We're sojourners. Remember, you use that. He knew he had a better place. He says, the days of my pilgrimage, let me just put it, you know, we are all on a pilgrimage. Every one of us here. We're all on a journey. Roads of life leads us into different directions. And this isn't a psychology class at all, but I'm telling you, we take different roads. Things happen in our life that sometimes you have to detour. You had your life all planned out, and then something major happens, a health issue or whatever it may be, just fill in the blank. And all of a sudden, you think you're going in a direction, all of a sudden it detours. Well, just remember, we're just pilgrims and we're just passing through. Let me add one more thing and I'm going to move on. That's why I don't let things bother me as a pastor. Don't misunderstand. This doesn't mean that I don't care about you, but I can't worry myself to death over 300, 400, 500 people. Everybody has problems. Everybody has problems, and everybody's making their own road. I can pray for you and love on you and all, but when things happen, if I worried about everybody all night, I'd never get any sleep. So why not just give it to God, and that's what I do. Give it to God. God, you can take care of them better than I can. I can't take care of all these folk. There ain't no way I could do. Y'all drive me crazy. All right. So I just said all that say about worrying herself to death, and I have to keep going that way. So many preachers get burnt out. They just quit. They can't handle it no more. And I understand why, because they let it get to them, and they can't handle it no more. And their mind just, they need to wrap their head with duct tape or it's just going to explode, you know. So the key, and pastors ask me every once in a while, and I try to explain to them, you can't take it home with you. My wife's not, she's teaching in the class back there. When I come home and y'all lay out your problems and I pray for you, and I don't take them home to my wife. If you want my wife to know something, you tell my wife. Are you following? So that's how I do as a pastor, because I cannot carry your burdens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If not, I'd be a wreck. You understand? That don't mean I don't love you and don't care for you, don't pray, don't go to the hospital, visit with you and whatever, do your funerals, your weddings or whatever. I shouldn't have said that, and y'all are going to think I don't care. But if you want, you understand where my mindset is, okay? The thought is we're on a pilgrimage. And 20 years from now, none of this really matters. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Hope that sinks in. Okay? All right. Y'all are going to forget what I said in 5 minutes anyway, so let's move on. Notice he says, a journey through my life, my days have been few. He's 130 years old, but they've been few. Don't time fly? I'm looking at Doyle, probably either Doyle or Miss Iris. I don't know. I'm picking. Miss Iris is amazing. She's found the fountain of youth. She's, 90-some years old. No, she's not. She's in her, aren't you in your 80s? Yeah, she's in her mid-80s. I'm narrowing it down. 84? Are you 84? Wow, she has found the fountain of youth. Okay. Doyle, how old are you?
86.
Okay. He got you. Anybody here older than 86? I didn't think so. I picked the right two people. I thought so. I know you people, okay, out here. All right. Time's flown by, hasn't it? Here I am, 60 years of age, and I wonder, where has time gone? We were talking about somebody the other day about time in Kenya. Well, Ernie and Sissy are here. Well, you know, Ernie, it's been over 20 years since I've been in Kenya as a missionary. It don't seem possible. We left in 1999. Where has time gone? It's fleeting. And that's why Jacob said, 130 years, but my days are few. He also meant it this way, as compared to grandpa and dad and grandpa and my other generations, my days are few. Even though he lived to be 147, Jacob lived another 17 years after this meeting. His lifespan, people's lifespan, mostly for the, there's so much here. It's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Remember in the days of Adam, he's 935 years. Methuselah, 969 years. Noah and all lived a long time. But after the flood, that canopy, and I won't get into all that, the sun and the radiation, its effect, the length of earth. And I think I probably lost 5 years of my life yesterday. I was in that sun for hours, and you see I'm all red faced and all. I probably lost a few years of my life. That sun just eats you up and all. You know what I'm talking about. I'm kidding. I'm gonna live down and be 100 years old. I am, if he allows it. Anyway, Abraham died at 175, Isaac at 180. And he said, I'm not going to live as long as my father's.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Saturday, July 3rd at 6 p.m. for a special concert as Old Paz Quartet will be with us. That's this Saturday, July 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.